8:46 on a Thursday morning. Joining us now in studio is Northfield Hospital and Clinics President and CEO, Steve Underdahl. Steve, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. This is the Ides of March.
I heard the ominous warning in your previous segment. I'd sort of forgotten, apparently, that I was to beware today. So,
yeah. Well, that's my job, to remind you. Gotta beware. Let's talk about things that are going on at the Northfield Hospital. First of all, I want to talk about the new facility that is not really being built yet. We're getting ready to build it. They are, I should say, on the west side of the Northfield Hospital campus. Tell us about the progress there and what's going on.
So that's that project. That's the senior housing project that we've chatted about before. That will have 70 independent and assisted living, 24 memory care units, and again, as the hospital really sort of functioned as a facilitator to this discussion, and the city council has approved it moving forward. Really, at this point, it's discussions between city folks and the developer, which is Yannick Companies, and really how to move forward. My understanding is that they really are trying to get to a place where they could break ground here in the relatively early summer. And they'd like to be complete by 2019. So this project, I hate to jinx it, but this project looks like it's going to move forward at a pretty good pace. The contractor right now is really, as I understand it, really working on trying to stage the assets that they need to have in terms of subcontractors and all of those things to be ready to rock and roll when they can get into the ground.
It sounds good, and it won't be too long now. We've got the sun's getting a little higher in the sky, actually. It's coming in on our eyes right at this time of the morning. It's kind of, we've got our own little Stonehenge across the street with a library and the building to the next, to the north of it. So, anyway, the best of luck to that. Let's move on. What else has been happening at the Northfield Hospital since we talked to you last, which has been a few months now?
Yeah. So I think a project that we were just kind of getting started on the renovation with when maybe we visited last time is an express care clinic that we're doing with in combination with our colleagues at Sterling Drug and HealthFinders Collaborative down the street here. And the remodeling is nearly done. It's all done for the space that was being built out for our express care clinic, a walk-in clinic that we're doing, and Health Finders, and then the drugstore is finishing their piece of it. They quite kindly, they did our piece first. If you drive by, you've seen the outside facade of that building has been changed and updated in a really attractive way. New signage went up, I think, a couple of weeks ago. So if people haven't driven by, they're across from McConnell Foods. And really the idea for us is that we will have another opportunity for folks who are sick today without necessarily very serious things, who it might not work as well to make an appointment for a week from Thursday, but they really want to walk in today if they have an earache or an upper respiratory problem or, a variety of those kinds of things that are the things that we often, either us or our children, wake up with in the morning. And so we think this is going to be not only a really helpful level of service for the community, but also something that adds to the sort of the walkability downtown, folks that, aren't necessarily in a position to always hop in a car and drive to one of the other locations. We're hoping this will be helpful. We the space is all done. It's all remodeled, or at least our portion of it. We're still trying to do the last couple of hires so that we can be fully staffed and ready to go. And we're really looking at being open mid-April sometime. So we may do a little bit of soft work in the intervening time. Our colleagues at Health Finders have already moved in. They moved in a couple of Fridays ago. So I was down taking pictures getting in their way a couple of days ago, and they're up and running in their new space.
Oh, that's good to hear. Good to hear. Yeah, you mentioned staffing. That's one of the questions I had out of that. Will you be using existing staffing that's already employed at the Northfield Hospital, shifting around some assignments? Are these new jobs that are being created by this? Are there going to be doctors there all the time? Will it be registered nurses? What are the questions involving the staffing? What's it going to look like when the doors open?
Yeah, great question. So, New positions have been hired, mm-hmm. and we're still trying to hire one additional position. So there's some new jobs associated with this. There are some folks that work for us now that we said congratulations, your assignment has been extended, and you have a new opportunity here, and we've got people on our team. The clinical team will the primary providers will essentially be mid-level practitioners, advanced nurse practitioners, and PAs. One of our family physicians, Adam Alaboni, is the medical director for this clinic, though, so he will be providing the medical oversight for that practice mm-hmm. As well. So there'll be a physician connection. Most of these kinds of walk-in clinics tend to be run with mid-level practitioners, which that's kind of the model here as well. If you're sick beyond the point where that's a reasonable thing for you, we would refer you to a different setting. And occasionally that's going to happen. People that think they're a little bit sick are a little bit more sick than they think. So that happens in our Lakeville urgent care as well. Is that we're from Minnesota, so we think we can walk it off.
All right. Well, I've written down there. Congratulations, your assignment has been extended, because I'm going to use that with some of the employees. You're working Saturday night, by the way. Right, yeah, congratulations. Right,
yeah. Give me a footnote.
We've talked about the downtown facility, and you're looking at mid-April, you'd mentioned,
yes.
An opening there. Let's move on. What else? You've recently some of the employees have received some recognition, some honors that is always good, because the medical community, that's a hardworking, dedicated crew, and things don't always go. I come into work and I kind of know what to expect. They kind of know not to expect anything, because the unexpected is going to happen.
That's exactly right. We do a thing at the medical center called Do the Next Right Thing. And the basic idea is we want to empower people to use their own good judgment about how to help, how to intervene, how to make the lives of the people that are visiting us as good as they can possibly be, in a way that we can't necessarily reduce to policy. And so the handshake that I have with people is, if you do something that you think is going to be helpful to one of our patients, guests, or anybody else that walks through our door, as long as you're not breaking the law, you're not practicing medicine outside your license, you're not doing anything unethical, I will support what you decided to do, no matter, even if I would have done something different. Because these opportunities never really present themselves where there's a bunch of suits around on a Tuesday morning to have a 3-hour meeting to figure out what to do. So we had a celebration at St. Olaf this last week with 4 individuals that we were really taking a look at, out of a group of lots of folks that did wonderful things. These 4 individuals were kind of illustrative of this good work. We had one person who really works as in the OB department, and from time to time she runs into situations where people aren't going to be able to make their appointment for a variety of reasons. In this particular case, it's because the person just didn't have a ride. They were a high risk pregnancy, and they weren't going to get their appointment with a specialist because they just weren't able to get there. She decided to just get up from her desk and go get the person. And we have people do things like that all the time. I've got somebody that works on our portal. More and more, if you want to interact with any organization, you have to be able to communicate through your computer. Mm-hmm. We try to set this up for people. She was running into somebody that was really having trouble with it over the phone. And this guy finally said, do you do house calls? And she said, yeah. And she went to his house and finished setting up his portal and met his family. And again, there's nothing in this person's job description that says get up from your desk and go to somebody you've never met before's home and help them arrange this.
Mm-hmm.
We had somebody that works in our nutrition services department that makes handmade cards for all of the folks at the long-term care facility at holidays. These are just these gorgeous works of art cards that she does on her own time to try to create a connection with folks that just benefit from knowing that there's folks out there that are thinking about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got another employee that right around Thanksgiving last year making small talk with it when a patient came in and what are you doing for Thanksgiving? It turned out this patient really wasn't doing anything, didn't have any family, didn't have. And my staff person said, would it be okay if I tried to arrange a Thanksgiving meal? And the person said, yeah, I guess. So between the time that person went into their appointment and when they got back, she arranged to have Thanksgiving dinner brought to that person for Thanksgiving, which was coming up in a few days. Mm-hmm. Again, none of this stuff, Jeff, is part of what I can write into anybody's job description or into policies and procedures. It's the kind of thing that wonderful people do because they've identified the opportunity. And there's a lot of research in healthcare right now that says there's something, it's a long topic, I'll give you the cliff notes, that say that the social determinants of health, do I have enough to eat? Do I have transportation? Do I have a network of people that care about me and know if I'm okay? All of those things in the end are better predictors of your health than the actual interventions sometimes you get. And this ability to have people do that next right thing and look after the human beings that walk in the door, I think is part of the secret sauce at Northfield Hospital and Clinics. And so we really want to be purposeful about celebrating those wonderful acts. And in some ways, my job is to get out of their way and let them do it. And then when they do these things, to support them.
Great stories, all of those, just wonderful stories. And yeah, those people should be recognized and thanked for the service, the extra service, you know, going above and beyond. What a wonderful thing. We certainly appreciate that. Once again, Northfield Hospital President and CEO Steve Underdahl is with us. We are talking about some things going on at the hospital right now. Steve, is there anything else that you'd like to pass along while we have you here?
You know, I just wanted to say thank you to I was the kind of the introducer at the convenings event that happened here with Kathy Werser a little bit ago, and a number of people came up to me after that, and actually were talking about the new elder care a program, and several people interestingly were saying, how do I sign my mom up for it? And so that's probably the thing I was going to try to remember to say today, is that we're not really the folks that do that, but the Benedictine health system is. Mm-hmm. So if you go onto their website, or if you reach out to them and call them, because I know there's a number of folks in Northfield that are really interested in either themselves or one of their family members, how do I get on the list? And so you reach out to the Benedictine. So I wanted to remember to say that.
All right. So the Northfield Hospital, your role in this is pretty much over right now.
Yes.
For the time being.
Yes.
All right. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today. We certainly appreciate it. And we'll look forward to talking to you again, maybe sometime later on in the summer.
You bet. Thanks, Jeff.
That is CEO and President of Northfield Hospital and Clinics, Steve Underdahl.